Unit 5, Exercise 28. Listen to Cindy's story and choose the correct option.
I demanded money for getting ears pierced and was refused. Cries, threats, banging doors followed. I didn't see any point in staying at home after that, as it seemed to me my parents didn't care about me any longer. Why should I? I asked my former boyfriend to help me collect belongings. We decided to carry on our relationship, but in a week we had the same argument as before, and I moved out of his house and left school. I felt miserable. Just think. A dropout and a walkout rolled into one, with nowhere to live and not a penny in my pocket. Actually, it was one of the worst moments in my life. But fortune smiled on me, and my friend Melanie agreed to have me around at her place for a while. In a week, my mom spotted me standing in a doorway, smoking. I took her for some coffee and said I was staying with Melanie, but didn't give any phones, no matter how she insisted. Then Melanie's dad told me to move out and suggested coming back home. I had nothing to do but go nowhere. In about a week, Mother spied me out, living in a boarding house with a friend, and called on me. When Mother dropped in quite unexpectedly, I suddenly realized how badly I had been missing her. 2 days later, it was my birthday, and Mom sent me some flowers. I remembered my usual birthdays. It made me about to cry, and I first time felt like coming back home for a short stay. Then one more friend threw me out, and I had nothing to do but ask my parents for some money to rent a flat. They agreed to pay for only a month, as I had to find a job and to fund myself to prove my real independence. I failed with the job and came back both home and school. 2 weeks ago, my friend walked out. Stupid little creature, needs to grow up, I thought at hearing about it.